March 2020. Words like coronavirus, COVID-19 virus, quarantine, postponement, cancellations, pandemic, hand sanitizer, and even toilet paper sends the world into action, including the world of pro wrestling. Now, on Turnbuckle Trash, a special report.
This is the pandemic panic of 2020.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Zane.
Dave, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Chris, is Chris here too?
Top of the morning to both of you. I hope you all are feeling very well today.
I want to talk to you guys about something. So I do a lot of maintenance work in my field of expertise. And the other day I was at a gas station, service station down here on I-70, and I was working on this freezer and had my tools all scattered out and stuff, and tourist bus pulls into the gas station, and all these Oriental folk get off, and I mean, there must have been a couple hundred of them, and just jammed in this gas station, and they're running all over, getting their stuff, going to the bathroom, so on and so forth. I mean, they're just tripping over my tools and all this stuff, and you know, I don't know what's going on though. Since that day, I've had this horrible nagging cough, a slight fever, feels like I've been smoking my whole life. I don't know. You guys have any thoughts on that?
It's called marriage.
Speaking from someone who's been divorced twice.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I just had to do that. Sorry. It's called marriage. Go ahead.
I guess I got my diagnostics out of the way, so
yeah.
So we can move on now.
Oh, man.
I don't know what you got. Maybe it's a lack of doing wrestling, or maybe it's a lack of you. Because I do have a bone to pick with you real quick, sir, and I am going to pick it with you right now. Your country accent needs a lot of freaking work, but well, I don't know. Make it some moonshine, you'll feel better.
What? Yes, country accent. I'm a Utahn. You're a
there's rednecks in Utah.
You're a North Carolinian. What are they called? Uh-huh. What are they called?
What are we called? Dave? I don't know what we're called. What are we called? Somebody tell me.
Tar Heels. No, Blue Devils. Blue Devils.
We are the Devils. Yes, we are the Devils.
And Chris is originally from Puryear, Tennessee.
My accent, I can't help it. What can you do?
Oh, children.
I'm glad. I'm trying my best. I really am. I mean, but you guys tell me, are you scared of this little thing that's going around that everybody's panicked? Everybody's making forts out of toilet paper?
Well, here's a different perspective. You know, like my kid was like back in, was it like November, December? He mm-hmm. was sick for like a week. He missed a week of school. He had a horrible fever, almost 2 weeks of school. He had a horrible fever. He had a horrible cough. And I think it's already been through here, man. I think everybody's making mountains out of molehills. I think it's already worked its way through. And went to the doctor, and the doctor's like, well, he doesn't have the flu. He doesn't have pneumonia. He just has a virus.
And I'll remind everyone, there is no cure for a virus. They can treat symptoms, but there is no cure for a virus. Now, I'm going to be the kind of the voice of reason here. I know people are going to be surprised by that. There's a thought process out there that all this stuff we're going through, and I say stuff because I can't say what I really want to say, but it's in this panic mode that we have, and it's kind of a snowball effect. And I said on our Facebook page that this is kind of like a no-win situation. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation that the ball has gotten rolling with some people starting to close their schools, close their, the NBA with Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz, by the way, came down with the virus, that's when things seemed to kind of go haywire. And now Donovan Mitchell of the Utah Jazz and his father, who works for the Mets and a player for the Detroit Pistons, have all come down being positive for this COVID-19. But I say that we're in a no-win situation, because if the leadership, which has already made the decisions to shut down a lot of our society, not everything, mainly sports and large gatherings, but if they don't and people started getting sick because of that, then they'd be blamed. And now there are people like us, and I've done my share of blaming, that think it's a little bit on the panic-driven side, that I think it's been overblown. That's my personal opinion. But you got to admit, the guys in leadership, they're in a no-win situation, whether they say yes.
Everyone's going crazy. I say if you don't have it, you don't have the virus, don't go outside your home, still live your life. And I'll just use I'm going to use a reference off of Tombstone. Sorry if I don't shake hands. Okay, that's it. But I don't know. I think they're just making this way. They're taking it way out of proportion. All the events, and now the NCAA tournament has been canceled. The NBA. Oh, what the hell was that? Oh, I'm sorry. That was me.
Okay.
Ah, that hurt. I'm sorry. My search and rescue unit is on standby right now, and we're being notified for this coronavirus. We may get deployed here in North Carolina somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we're doing it. We're not medical.
But
all I can tell you guys is this, is that if it continues to do like this, we can kiss WrestleMania goodbye.
I think, to be honest with you, I think it's already goodbye.
Well, you know what? I really don't care if WrestleMania is kissed goodbye, because there are no matches I really want to see at WrestleMania.
I think that decision is probably going to be out of Titan Sports' hands. I think the city of Tampa is going to shut it down. And then someone on the Real Wrestling Facebook page said, why don't they just move it? And I'm sitting there thinking, the logistics of being able to move a major event like that to someplace else would be absolutely horrific. You got to find a venue. You've got to get the people there. You've got to find security. You've got to find the sound systems. You've got to find the hotel rooms. There's just the logistics of doing such a major event usually takes 6 months to a year to even put anything into place for something major like a WrestleMania. Now, if it was a house show, they can make moves like they did this past Friday night on SmackDown when they moved it to the Performance Center and did not have the crowd there. And that's going to be, a lot of events are going to be doing that for wrestling at this time. But, you know, I just don't think that WrestleMania is going to happen, at least at this point. Maybe they'll move it and make it the same weekend as SummerSlam or something like that.
Do you really think that they would just flat out cancel it? I mean, there's no way. There's no way Vince wouldn't stand for that, would he?
I don't think so. I think the city will say they can't have that event because they have that right as a city government when they if they deem it a public hazard. I'm sure that there's talk in the contracts that say, you know what, you can't do this because it's a public hazard at this point. I don't think that Vince McMahon wants to. I don't think Titan Sports wants to. I think they might be forced to. That makes sense?
They're really going to have no choice. They're not going to have a choice. And if they don't. But do you honestly believe that Vince McMahon's going to pass up a buck? You really believe it?
No.
You gonna pass up a dollar?
No.
I mean, okay. Let me ask you guys this: when you saw SmackDown, wasn't it the weirdest thing to see nobody in the crowds whatsoever? And then watching all this is like, but I tell you what, that Bray Wyatt segment was just that was good.
Yes,
I loved that promo. Was perfect. But nobody in the crowd, no yes chant.
Well, I'm going to take you guys back to two events, okay? Now, Zane, you heard us talking about this the other night. It was Super Bowl Sunday, WWE did an event in halftime where they actually had an empty arena match with The Rock and Mick Foley. I think it was as Mankind at the time. So that was kind of an empty arena match. But where did they get that idea from?
Memphis.
And that is straight from Vince Russo's mouth to me and Zane. He said that's exactly where they got the idea for that particular match, was watching Jerry the King Lawler and Terry Funk in that empty arena match that's so famous. And if you guys haven't seen it, you really need to. It's really incredible. But we'll talk more about Vince Russo in just a few minutes. But I wanted to get in here that Tony Khan of AEW, the main money guy, and he does a lot of the writing for him, I understand. After the event in West Valley City, Utah, which is right outside of Salt Lake City, so it's about 90 miles from where I live and maybe just a little bit farther for you, right, Zane?
Yeah.
Okay. After the event in Salt Lake City, Tony called all the talent together with Cody, the Young Bucks, all the other owners, and told the talent that if they did not feel comfortable going to the next arena, the next event, no one would look down on them. There would be no repercussions from it. They were going to leave it up to the wrestlers. And I've got to really, really give them props for that, because, you know, there was a lot of pressure when the WWE went to Saudi Arabia the first time.
Heck, I can get a virus within a couple of days. Does it matter? No. The bills will never stop coming. Okay, so.
Yeah, that's something. Why don't the, why don't the gas company go into quarantine and stop sending me invoices?
Well, you know, I made the comment with all this panic that's going on, and I think, I don't know if you guys have ever been in a situation like I've been. Several times in my life, I have been in riot situations or near riot situations where it's like a mentality takes over and it just builds on itself. Now, I'm not saying a riot is the same thing as this panic, but it's that same type of feel. This type of situation kind of builds on itself. And yesterday on my personal Facebook page, I put on this, you know, the farmers are still out there. They're harvesting crops, planting crops. The dairy cows are still producing milk. The dairies are still working. Food processing plants are still processing food. The trucks are still out on the roadways delivering the goods and services. And you've got people hoarding toilet paper, bottled water. And from what I understand, yesterday at one of the local grocery stores in local Logan, Utah, on the shelves, you could not find Spam. You could not find potted meat, but you could find Vienna sausages.
That is something that I don't know if you could ever. Boy, that's something that's almost unheard of. I mean, I thought everybody hated Spam.
I love Spam. I love Spam. I really do.
Oh, yeah. Spam and eggs, Spam sandwiches.
Yeah, just bubblegum Spam.
Mac and cheese with Spam. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
No, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. You crossed the line right there. Wait a minute. You just crossed the line. Spam with macaroni and cheese? Have you lost your mind? Are you sure you don't have the virus?
I told you. I think I've already had it. We've been down this road before.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, well.
Yeah, and I came down with the flu, even though I had the flu vaccine. My wife, the same way, earlier this year, we both had the flu spread out about a month. And then,
No, Dave, that's actually impossible. I don't know if you know this, but if you've had that, Dave, you can never, ever, 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 ever get
ever.
The flu again.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Ever.
Yeah, but yeah. Of course, Chris over here, he likes potted meat, right? Right, Chris?
Yes. That is the redneck version of... that's the pate of the southern version. Yes, very good stuff. I mean, it is Mr. Ed. It is called Mr. Ed meat, but you know what? Little mustard, dill pickle, sandwich, excellent.
No, perfect stuff.
Fry it up a little bit before you... Oh, wow. Wait, this is a wrestling show, not a food show. Stop it, you guys. You're making me hungry.
Yes. Okay.
Guys, we know that this panic's going on. ROH has canceled their events over the weekend. They had a pay-per-view and a special event in Las Vegas. Disneyland is doing... I'm saying, let's just live our lives. and enjoy what we can enjoy. AEW says they're going to find a way to continue storylines. There might be moving some events to different places, smaller audiences, or maybe no audiences like the WWE. I have not heard anything about what's going on with Monday Night Raw. I suspect they'll do the same thing like they did for the Friday Night SmackDown, just do it at the Performance Center. But we've got to live our lives, right, guys?
Yeah, we have to. We got no other choice. But it's gonna seem so weird going to see Monday Night Raw and there's not going to be anybody there. It's going to be interesting to hear these guys talk. Okay, you're going to do a suplex to me. Grab me. It's going to be interesting. How are they going to do that? They can't whisper. The mic's going to pick it up.
Right.
Well, then Triple H will probably have to do camera work like he did the last time.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. And you know, one thing, we can't be too critical of what they're doing. Like I said, I think they're in a no-win situation, no matter what they decide. And I think we, as professional wrestling fans, need to say, it is what it is. I might not like it, but I've got to deal with it. Right?
Yeah, got no other choice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad, but everybody quit panicking. It's going to be over with soon, hopefully. But, hell, we don't know. We don't know.
So just go out there and squeeze your own Charmin, right?
Yeah, squeeze the Charmin while you can.
Okay.
Because if you don't, everyone else is going to squeeze the Charmin. I'm doing 3 squirts of hand sanitizer for $30 if anybody's interested. Call me.
Kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you guys listen to Weird Al Yankovic, but he has a song that's called Dare to be Stupid.
Oh, that's, yeah, I remember that. That was on the Transformers movie.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, how about drop this subject altogether? Let's just drop this subject and start talking about other things in the world of professional wrestling here on Turnbuckle Trash.
I don't know karate, but I know crazy.
Yes.
You think of men with menacing, icy stares that could freeze their opponents cold. Brutes who beat their foes into submission.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Well, I think that Zane and I need to talk about going to an independent event on Saturday night.
Yeah.
When we went to see Devotion Championship Wrestling in Salt Lake City. Zane, was it a blast?
Oh, dude, it was so, so freaking awesome. It was so fun. I just don't even know how to explain it.
Wow. I mean, I guess y'all had a blast because I kept seeing the pictures, and congratulations to Uncle David there. You got you're now a Tombstoner, right?
I am a Tombstoner. I am a fan of Tombstone Jesus and the Brothers Smith, Rika Tahaka, Andrew Sowell, the pineapple clad Tom Chad, Bruce Wayans, Marlon Bishop. There was some great young talent on display at our event, including Porter Blake, who went against Rika Tahaka in the ring against Porter Blake. And they had a match earlier where they did a Samoan death match, I think is what they called it. And they used rubber alligators. They used kendo sticks. They used tikka torches. They used coconuts. And Porter Blake, he got a coconut right across the head. And that was the setup for the second one. So they did this match on Saturday night. And Porter got the upper hand on Rika. And in comes, to save the day, Manny Lemons, the DCW champion. And when he saved the day, Porter's going back and he challenges Manny to put up or shut up and put his DCW championship on the line for the main event of the night. It was just a fun, fun night.
Sounded like there was a real good match then. Sounded like it was a really good match. I like that. Well, was there anything else that you got to see, hear, talk to?
Okay, Dave, I can't hold it in any longer, dude.
Don't hold it in anymore.
Can't.
Let it go.
Okay, dude. I know Chris is going to... Chris has his own personal feelings here, but... Fast forward to the end of the night.
End of the night.
And what an absolute opportunity that was. We sat and talked to Vince Russo for, what, 15 minutes,
yeah,
maybe?
Right.
I mean, and he came, Tombstone Jesus introduced us to Vince Russo. He shook both of our hands. He said to, and he was just like, it wasn't like, oh, sorry, guys, I got to go. It was like, oh, hey, guys, what's up? And Dave's like, oh, I'm just wanted to let you know that, you know, we do a podcast. It's fun, you know? He's like, cool, let's do it.
Yeah.
Message me on Twitter. Get me on there. And Dave and him talked about Memphis wrestling and I don't know. I know that Vince is a controversial figure in the wrestling industry, but he's a figure nonetheless. So I don't know. Pretty cool, I thought.
Chris?
If the coronavirus had a picture, it would be Vince Russo.
Oh, come on.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about, since all the coronavirus, everything's kind of placed on hold, let's talk about this for a minute. Okay, Vince gets a bad rap, okay, for things that he's done in the past. I know Chris just shared a video the other day of 10 things that Vince did to screw up TNA. Let's be honest, that wasn't Vince that screwed up TNA. That was TNA that screwed up TNA.
Good point.
They had piss-poor marketing. They couldn't keep talent around. They had a concert promoter in charge of professional wrestling. I mean, there was just – the whole situation could have turned out better. And there towards the end, they started grasping at straws because they didn't know what to do. So they brought in – you know, Eric Bischoff, Hulk Hogan, Vince Russo, some of these people that they thought could turn the company around. But I feel like the company was already on its last leg. It was already doomed. And so with that, it's easy to focus on some of the negative things that Vince did. But I guess if you try to see it from an alternate perspective as to when you're in that position of a creative writer, you've got to come up with crazy stuff to keep people interested. And it doesn't always work.
That is
and
true.
So how do you blame him 100% for just, you know, throwing ideas against the wall? And if it doesn't stick, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, like in that video you sent, Chris, the TNA stuff, there was some silly ideas, you know, the outside the ring battle royale. But hey, it was different. I mean, come on, give him some credit for thinking outside the box.
Well, I'm gonna give him that credit, but there is another person on that version too that had to choreograph everything that Vince wrote to all the wrestlers. And he had to tell them where to go, where to be, how to do this, how to get the camera set up and everything else. It was the dumbest idea in the whole world. I mean, you've got all these people wrestling outside the ring, also outside the building, and you got to choreograph all that? Come on, guys. Really?
So
seriously.
Creative. Come on, dude.
It's thinking outside the box. I will give you that. But I think, you know, if you were sitting down to talk to Vince, and I got to say, he was so gracious and so nice to us, that it really impressed me. And I would say this, that like Zane said, that not everything you do works. And I know the individual who you're talking about, Chris, and that's James E. Cornette. I heard the same podcast you did talking about this very thing. But, you know, there are people out there that criticize Jim Cornette just today.
Oh, yes, big time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jim Ross on his podcast was criticizing James E. Cornette. And
mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I want everyone to think about this, and it includes our opinions too. There are always two sides to every story. And
yep.
I'll give Vince Russo credit. I've ordered his book, and it's not here yet. I want to read it before we do this interview with Vince. And but the two sides to every story is a lot on perception. Dr. Tom
mm-hmm.
Pritchard on his podcast about a year ago that was on the WWE Network, he was talking about Vince Russo. He gave Vince a lot of credit, but also a lot of criticism. And then
mm-hmm.
I listened to Vince Russo talking about that podcast, and he pointed out portions of his book that he had already written years ago talking about the very events, and it wasn't things that he was answering from Tom Pritchard. It was taking quotes from the book talking about the same situation. So it was a difference in perception, a difference in your memories, because not everybody has the same memories of the exact same things. That's why sometimes in a court of law, an eyewitness is no good, because perceptions and your memory sometimes can fail you a little bit or cloud the memory. So I'm going to give Vince all the credit and all the credit he deserves. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't agreed with everything that Vince Russo has done. And that's my honest opinion. I'm hoping Vince will listen to this podcast and know that I haven't agreed with everything he's done, but I'm going to support him for the one reason is that there's two sides to every story, and not just hearing it from the voice of James E. Cornette, who I am a fan of. I got to tell you that. Mm-hmm. And you know I'm a fan of his, but I'm not going to take everything and take him to, you know, take it to court and say this is the exact situation that occurred because of that perception that's out there. How does one memory jive with another memory? And usually the truth is in between the two.
So Vince has come up with his own book?
He has two out there now.
Oh, he does. Well, I look for him in the flea market somewhere, maybe 25 cents.
Hey, that's, you know what? I got my book with Bret Hart. I got Jerry the King Lawler as a Christmas present. I got a Stone Cold book. I got Mick Foley books at thrift stores. So,
yeah,
and a Bill Goldberg book too. So it, you know, you're looking for them, you're going to find them, you know. So,
oh yeah, we'll find them all right. Mm-hmm. I'll be able to level my table at my in the kitchen real well with it. So, I don't know.
So we will respect your opinion there, Kristen.
Well, look, I don't have nothing bad to say. I have a lot of things bad to say about Vince Russo. I can't help it. We've all seen what he's done. But if he comes onto the podcast, I wish y'all two the best of luck to talk to him. I'm glad I'm not going to be there because he'd probably leave. he'd probably hang up.
The comments you've heard on the preceding podcast are those of Christopher James Evans. So.
Yeah, congratulations, Jim Cornette, not in prison. No, there you go. So you guys go ahead. What we got?
You know what? You know what?
What's that?
All this, though, guess who we're still talking about, and guess who still is helping places like DCW and I mean, Tombstone has told us multiple times how some of the things that they had come up with, Vince was like, oh no, why don't you do it this way?
Uh-huh.
And it turned out so much better.
That's good. I'm glad he's doing that, because DCW needs all the help they can get, because they want to bring that product more and more to people. And I appreciate that, what he's trying to do.
Uh-huh.
I just don't have any use for the man. I'm sorry. Killed Owen Hart. You killed Owen Hart, Vince. Yeah. I'm sorry. You killed Owen Hart.
I think there was a lot of things that happened there, but
yeah, there is. There's always two sides, like you said. Go right ahead.
There is. And by the way, when I was getting to the event on Saturday night, I was walking up, and our friend Trent Hunsaker, who does the video for the guys at DCW, was in between buildings, and Marlon Bishop was screaming. They were actually cutting a promo outside, and you could see the people walking on the sidewalk. Woo! They were like, what in the world's going over? And there was Vince Russo kind of directing, and they did a couple of different cuts. I just stood there and watched it and talked to Trent. I didn't get to talk to Vince because he was working. I didn't want to bother him while he was working, so I got to meet him later in the night. So that was kind of fun. So,
and well, I'm glad everything worked out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just also going to say, let's drop that subject, guys. We've had a couple of major pay-per-views in the last couple of weeks, including the fiasco in Saudi Arabia, which was, once again, not a good show. It was not bad. I thought the match that was the best match at Saudi Arabia was the women's title match with Naomi and Bayley. I thought that was a fun match, and some other elements were fun. Then you get the All Elite Wrestling show that was really, really good. I don't know if you guys got to see highlights of it or reading of the reviews. I watched it with my wife, and it was really fun. Everything about it was fun. The weakest match of the night was the women's match, where they still struggle with the women's talent in All Elite Wrestling and trying to get the storylines and getting getting the crowd into it. But the tag match between the Bucks and Hangman Adam Page and Kenny Omega, Dave Metzler said it might have been the best tag match he ever saw. That's how good it was.
Wow. I mean, yeah. They put on one heck of a show with that pay-per-view. I was very impressed with them. Very impressed. What do you think, Zane?
So, AEW, yeah, was just in Salt Lake not that long ago. I wish I could have gone, Dave.
Oh, I wish I could have, too.
And so. Then you and I both talked about going, but I don't know what people were talking about on Facebook. They were like, why isn't this show more sold out? And I said, have you looked at the ticket prices? And they're like, what do you mean? You can get tickets for like $25. And I had looked at those tickets for you and I both, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time, yeah, it was $29 or something for a ticket. But by the time you added the parking fees, the event fees, the convenience fees, and all that crap, it was almost $75 for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather go support. I mean, trust me, I wanted to go see AEW and I wanted to go see WWE. But for criminy sakes, to fork out that much cash, like you were saying, Dave, by the time you go and you get a hotel room or whatever, I know because you have a hard time traveling at night and stuff. And, I mean, good hell, you're $300 for one night of fun. By the time you put gas in your tank, drive up to Salt Lake, eat dinner, go to the event, buy your drink, your nachos, buy a T-shirt. I mean, I had toilet paper that I needed to buy. I couldn't afford that.
That was a good one, Zane. That made me
laugh.
Yes,
it was. I'll give him waka waka.
Oh, that was funny. So, well, I understand that. I mean, there's only so much entertainment money to go around. I think we talked about this a couple of times in our podcast over the years, why people say the house shows are down, why attendance at NASCAR races is down, why football sometimes struggle, why the NBA sometimes struggles. There's only so much of your entertainment budget that you can spend on certain events. So you got to be careful about how you spend your money, especially in days like today. I mean, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. So both Zane and I originally planned on going to the event. I think we were even talking about sharing a hotel room, and then we just couldn't work out. I mean, the logistics, the money aspect of it, and just couldn't do it. So I apologize to all the fans in Salt Lake, because I was hoping to meet up with a few people and talk to them, but just couldn't do it.
I mean, the tickets for that one wrestling event that's going to happen in Hickory is like $5 to $15, but it's just a small house show. But I mean, if you're going to go to a WWE show, you know, I mean, how much did y'all spend on the last one, a WWE show that y'all went to, like a Raw? Like Raw.
Oh, gosh. So the last one we went to was a house show, and Dave was generous enough to comp me some tickets, so they didn't cost very much for me. But Dave, you've said that that's kind of another interesting thing. Maybe you could touch on for a second, Dave, is why do you think some of that stuff, the comping tickets and the event advertising and things, has slowed down as well? I mean, I remember hearing on the radio all the time in Cache Valley, WWE is coming to town, and I had won tickets. That's how you and I actually met, Dave.
Right.
But it's almost doesn't happen anymore. And I know you said there's a few different people in charge and stuff, but do you think it's bigger than that?
Sometimes it is. When you won those tickets, that the event that you and I met at, there was a different person in charge of the venue who was easier to work with. And then I think for like 2 years that we never saw a ticket, we never got a sniff of a ticket. And then all of a sudden we get two shows that come through town and we can get tickets to those. But we could, so I went to one with you, and then I sent you some tickets down to for you and your son to go. And then after that, it's been back to tough to get. I was speaking to a friend of mine who works in the Vivint Smart Home Arena, and he's pretty high up in Larry Miller Sports. And when the WWE Raw came in, he couldn't get tickets for us.
Really?
And that's from the event. He says that just it was out of his hands. And this friend of mine said that he could probably get me tickets to a Utah Jazz game, which I'm going to take advantage of next year. But he said there was no way he could get tickets to the WWE. He'd even thought about doing that and possibly getting in touch with me, but it didn't work. However, my nephew, who lives south of Salt Lake City, some other person who worked in a different area of the Vivint Smart Home Arena, actually got him tickets. So he and his son got to go to that Monday Night Raw event. So the changes, it's very fluid. Who is promoting the event? Who is in charge of comp tickets? And who is you're dealing with, whether they want to deal with a radio station 80 miles away in northern Utah to be able to give away a few tickets to go to an event in Salt Lake City? And sometimes they say yes, sometimes they say no. And it's a lot of times out of our hands as a radio station, a radio group.
So do you think that it just has to do with you guys being far away and the people in charge? Or do you think maybe that it's like you were saying with your buddy at high up in the Miller Sports? I mean, maybe the WWE is like, we're not going to be giving away tickets anymore. I know the same thing like at NASCAR. I mean, you used to be able to go to like NASCAR in Vegas, and there was tickets everywhere. I mean, they were comping tickets left and right. You could walk up to the gate and buy a ticket from somebody for $5. Most of the time they just, I've heard several stories of people just giving away race tickets and the arenas being packed. And what's changed? Because it's kind of the same thing like with AEW. Everybody, which also makes me mad too, which could be another topic of conversation, is everybody makes jokes and they think that it's funny. Like, oh, look, WWE SmackDown sold as much or had as much fans in attendance as AEW. And it's like, people need to shut up about stuff like that, because AEW is growing and trying to succeed. And if you don't want to see a professional wrestling company succeed, then you're in the wrong. I'm sorry, but you are completely 100% are in the wrong. If you do not want to see, if you want to make fun of the arenas at AEW not being filled up, they're growing. They've only been on television for what? Have they even been on a year yet, Dave?
No, they started in October the 2nd.
So why would you wish failure upon AEW?
Trolls.
And trolls. Also, why are we not seeing the turnout to these events and the push for these events? Or just, is it just times changed?
That's a lot of it. That is an awful lot of it. And then once again, we get back into where does your entertainment dollar go to? Now, you know, I wish there had been more people at the AEW event in Salt Lake City this past Wednesday. But also, you got to remember, their walk-up gate was probably severely handicapped by what was happening that day. That was the day that the NBA shut down. That was the day Rudy Gobert was tested positive for the coronavirus. It was already being talked about. There was already talk about shutting down sporting events and shutting down schools and universities. That was already in place. Now, it hasn't been taking place yet, but the thought process was there. And it probably held some, if not many, people away from their walk-up gate. So there was a lot of things going on with what happened in Salt Lake City. The crowd at Monday Night Raw at the Vivint Smart Home Arena was fantastic. They had a huge snowstorm that day, and they still had a sellout crowd, and the sellout crowd got thanks from the WWE because the governor of the state was saying stay home. The people on one of the podcasts that's on YouTube from England, WrestleTalk, they talked about it several times about how great the Salt Lake City crowd was. But that's, you know, a couple of weeks before that snowstorm. This time we're talking life and death with this coronavirus panic that we've talked about earlier. There was a lot. When you're talking about venues being big and small, Vivint Smart Home Arena, what, 19,000? The the event center in West Valley City, I think, holds maybe 9 to 10. So, you know, they were going for a smaller venue because I knew they weren't going to have the drawing power of the WWE. I watched the show. It was incredible. The crowd was into it. I don't know how big it was, but the crowd was having fun. And that's the whole thing. Was the crowd having fun? Did they have good ratings? To heck, if they had good ratings on TV, that's all that matters, because that their show doesn't make them that much money. Where they make the money is through TV. That is the facts of life.
What about through merch sales and stuff like that? I mean, good grief, when it's $45 for a t-shirt, I mean, you'd think that for a 50-cent t-shirt.
Yep. Yeah, but you got to think of the overall. I mean, it's a percentage. It's a good percentage of their income, but it's not going to be where that big money is. I don't know how much TNT charges for their commercials. I'm not privy to that information, but I'll tell you what, it's a whole lot more than what we charge on the radio stations I work at in Cache Valley. Then, I mean, I'll give you a hint here, guys. Years ago, this was over 25 years ago, I was working near St. Louis, Missouri, and I did some part-time work at a radio station in St. Louis called WIL. And I did a little part-time work for a friend of mine who was the program director there. And as we were talking, he was telling me about the St. Louis Cardinal Radio Network, Baseball Network. That year, to get a 30-second ad on the network, now it was playing on several radio stations, for one 30-second ad was over $1,200 for one.
Ouch. Wow.
One.
Wow. Ouch.
And TV, if it's nationwide, charges a heck of a lot more than that, guys. So that's where the big money is. That puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
So. Well, I will say this. I went to Mount Airy, the home of Andy Griffith, and usually that town is just jumping. Everybody's there buying stuff. The town was completely dead. I mean, there's like maybe four or five people walking around, but when we always go, this place is jumping. There was hardly anyone there. Everybody, it's just getting to the point to where this virus and this epidemic that's going on is just getting ridiculous. You can't live your life. And then ticket prices are astronomical for events. I'd hate to see what the NCAA is going to have to do if they, think about it this way. How big of a loss did the NCAA take when they had to cancel the season?
Millions.
Millions. Think about what the NBA.
But you do realize that the first team to make that tournament was my Utah State Aggies, so they're the national champions.
How? How?
Hey, they were in the bracket already. Nobody was in the bracket, so bam-o, Utah State Aggies, number one.
I mean, come on, why cancel the whole entire thing? That is just so, give people the option. Just give people the option. It's like, hey, you know what? We're going to play this thing, and if you want to come and you want to get sick or whatever it is, then come. If not, then stay home.
No win,
well,
man.
I mean, remember when we used to actually think for ourselves a little bit? Like, oh, you know what? My sister just told me that her kid was puking, and so I don't think I'm going to go over to her house. Oh, really? Or it could be like, oh, my sister said her kid was puking, so I don't really care. I'm still going to go over there because I want to see my sister and her kids. You know, it's like, heaven forbid you think for yourself and use a little bit of, what's that stuff called? Oh, common sense.
Wow, oh, you can't have common sense.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people that don't have common sense. I'll raise my hand on that one sometimes. I don't. I mean, I put my hand over a fire and get burned. I won't do that again, but usually it's kind of fun. But, guys, you tell me, here we go again. April's coming around. WrestleMania's coming. Will it happen?
Nope.
Or will they? Send it to Nashville. There you go. Send it to Nashville.
Send it to Memphis.
Yeah.
Hey,
send it to Nashville.
Okay, I'm gonna put this into a little perspective for you guys. We all need to live our lives, and I'm gonna take this back to September the 11th of 2001. Okay, we all know 9/11 happened on that day. My own sister and Kelly, who was on the podcast with us several times, were both in New York City at that time. We didn't know where they were. They happened to be fairly close to Ground Zero when it happened. And I myself, with my wife, had already made vacation plans to head down to Laughlin, Nevada, our favorite vacation place. And we were worried about whether we should cancel it because we didn't know if we were in war at this time. A couple of days after the events of 9/11, President Bush got on TV and addressed the nation and told us to live our lives, to enjoy our lives, but to be cautious. And he said, if you have a vacation, go on vacation, enjoy yourself. So Teresa and I went to Laughlin, Nevada, walking up and down the beautiful Colorado River. There was almost no one there, but we still enjoyed our lives. And that's what we've got to get back to, and it will happen. People will start saying, okay, it's not going to be as bad, or is it going to be worse than what we thought? And then, because you've got to live your life, you can't live in a hole. You know, the ostrich that puts its head into the ground? We're not ostriches. We've got to get out, live our lives. Things are going to happen to us in our lives. I could walk outside right now and get hit by a car. And that's the whole thing. Live our lives and understand that we just got to use a little bit of that common sense. And that's, as Stone Cold would say, that's the bottom line, because this big fat guy in Logan, Utah said so.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave. You tell him.
Yeah, you know, it's really going to hurt because 360. You know what? I just thought about something, guys. 316 is coming up, and Raw, he's supposed to have this big thing on Raw, so 316, that's going to be fun to see what they do. Oh, wow.
I'm sure I think they'll make it fun. They'll just do a video piece. I think they'll have fun. They'll do something. Those guys with the WWE, their video packages are the best. I mean, they do incredible work with their videos, so... So, guys, we've got this situation going on. We're all in agreement that it's terrible. We need to be careful, but we also need to live our lives. I think we're in agreement there, right?
I agree.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
Because we're stuck at home and we can't go out because the zombie apocalypse is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to watch it. I'm just going to watch some NWA or maybe some championship wrestling for Hollywood or... You know, everybody's all like, yes, this is an opportunity to catch up with your family. Yes, this is an opportunity to go take a hike. Yes, this is an opportunity to become one with nature and one with yourself. I'm like, or you could use this as an opportunity to catch up on all the professional wrestling you've missed for the last couple months.
Hey, that's a good idea. Congratulations to Manny Lemons and Rika Tahaka. They were both on the event in Salt Lake City for All Elite Wrestling. They were part of the ambulance crew that took out the Jackson boy, one of the Young Bucks, in the ambulance. They were both. So I was watching TV.
Ooh.
And said, ooh, there's Manny. Ooh, there's Rika. So, and I recognize. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to. You finish, and then I'll tell you.
I was going to say, yeah, I recognized.
Chris sent me something the other day.
Yeah, I recognized another lady wrestler who has performed on UCW Zero. I just can't remember her name right off that. She was also part of that. So my apologies for not being able to remember her name. So,
Chris sent me an interesting video the other day.
I was just about to ask that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, baby. When it has to do with the Hardy compound and Matt's digging this grave and putting this cross in front of this grave, and the gate opens to the Hardy compound, and two guys get out of this limousine, and Matt says, "The Bucks of Youth, I'm glad, or I've been waiting for you to come," or something like that. That was so cool.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
That could happen this coming Wednesday night. We're supposed to find out what's going to be happening with Matt Hardy pretty soon.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I, you know, a lot of people, I saw some things the other day saying how Matt and Jeff's solo careers are crap. And I'm like, my good hell, people will find anything to complain about, won't they?
Yes, they will. Who cares?
I mean, Matt and Jeff are a great tag team, and Matt and Jeff are great on their own.
Uh-huh. So there.
Would be like, I don't see you in that ring doing what they do.
Exactly.
And a couple of quick things. Viceland TV, or Vice TV, is getting ready for their new season of the behind the scenes, the darker side of wrestling. Rob Gronkowski, the former Patriot tight end, is probably going to sign with the WWE in some capacity. And there's going to be a lot of information coming out. And I think I'm going to steal a line from Zane O'Mac. It's still a great time to be a fan of professional wrestling.
Oh, yes. Heck yes. Thank you, Dave. Gosh, guys, it's been a great little conversation today. I mean, there's some interesting stuff going on in the world of professional wrestling. And I'm still excited, you know. I'm still excited.
Me too.
It's very interesting time with the NWA and Ring of Honor merging together and working together. It's very interesting. I can't wait for the Crockett Cup, and let's see if I'm true about my words. I see them boys winning the Crockett Cup.
Oh, I
this year.
Love it. I love them boys. And then recently on ROH TV, they showed the first match that Mark did of the with the them boys. Mark and his brother did a wrestling match, and they were basically in like high school wrestling gear, and it was, and they were both skinny as rails, but they put on a great match. It's a lot of fun. I just think they are fantastic in ROH. My overall favorite tag team out there right now, them boys from ROH. Is that it, guys?
What else is going on? Anything else, Dave? Anything else, Chris?
I don't have it. Like I said, we've got an event coming up here very soon in Winston-Salem. We've got a lot of old ECW people coming. I can't wait to see this. It's we got a lot of professional wrestling coming into Winston-Salem. Hopefully, I'll be able to go to one in Hickory and watch a lot of the matches. It's only going to be like a high school, but oh well. I mean, it's still wrestling.
It's still wrestling.
Enjoy.
Yep.
Still wrestling. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. What about y'all two?
I need to get caught up on some things. I'm a little behind, but I'm going to make it happen.
And I'm always up to date. Because I am the women's fed. I'm the women's fed and the men's regret, you know. Thank you, Austin Idol.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's been great talking to you guys.
You too, guys.
It's been awesome.
So go squeeze your Charmin, enjoy the go, and just live your life.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Everybody's making forks out of toilet paper.
I don't know. Does have any thoughts on that?
Called marriage.
You know, I think it's screw quarantine. I'm just going to retire.
My hat's off to you and my hair.
So just go out there and squeeze your own Charmin, right?
That's the pate of the southern version.
I have toilet paper that I need to buy.
I couldn't afford that.